For nearly 3 years, Terry Miller and Andrea Yearwood have been winning championships and breaking records in girls' high school track in Connecticut. But both athletes are biological males. Connecticut's policy allows high school athletes who are transgender to compete as the gender with which they identify. So top female athletes are losing out to biological males, not only on medals and titles, but on opportunities to compete at elite levels and even on consideration for college scholarships. In June, three female athletes filed official complaints with the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights, contending that the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference policy violates Title IX, which is supposed to protect equal athletic opportunities for women and girls. These transgender policies exist in 18 states, and one wonders why there's not more of an outcry from feminists on this. Alliance Defending Freedom represents the three female track athletes who filed this complaint. ADF's counsel, Christina Holcomb, argues allowing boys to compete in girls' sports reverses nearly 50 years of advances for women under this law. The Office of Civil Rights has responded by opening an investigation. At this point, it's just an investigation. No decision has been made on the merits. But it's good news. This madness is affecting college sports and also the Olympics. Insisting Miller and Yearwood are girls, Dan Barrett, legal director for the ACLU of Connecticut, says, quote, "Efforts to undermine Title IX by claiming it doesn't apply to a subset of girls will ultimately hurt all students." Selena Sewell, one of the girls filing a complaint, told TV host Tucker Carlson, countless other female athletes in the state of Connecticut have been affected by this policy, including her entire indoor track team, who missed out on winning the state open championship because of the team the transgender athlete was on. Let's hope we'll see the return of a level playing field to women's sports. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.